The following is a production of WRCT Public Affairs.
We're taking off for the moon. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's go.
If you have comments or questions for the host, call us at 621-WRCT or 268-2883.
Oh, we have landed on the moon. I'm so excited. I see people. Must be the moon people.
The opinions expressed are solely those of the participants.
Greetings, my curious and fantastic radio friends, and welcome to yet another edition of Loveline. It's 11:08 p.m. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and I am your host, DJ Fantastic Bisexual 5000. We have a smaller, more intimate set of people in our studio tonight. With me in the studio is, well, he's not available at the moment, but I will just be him.
I am Pablo.
And the topic for tonight's show is bisexuality. Looking over the WRCT logs and over all the viewer mail we've received, I've realized that we've discussed homosexuality at great length, heterosexuality to some degree, but we have never really focused on the issue of bisexuality. And I think tonight we're going to change all that. We have two bisexual experts in the studio. These are people who are either bisexual or bisexually curious, have bisexual fantasies, or in some other way are fascinated by the bisexual lifestyle. And also our bisexual producer, Kate, is in the studio with us. So say hello, Kate.
Hi.
You know how long it takes for her to set the microphone? Kate
looked ready, but then again, Kate always looks ready. So let me go ahead and introduce our guests. So we have Jeff.
Hello.
Jeff, say something about yourself.
Hi. I've been here before. You might recognize my voice.
And also Alex.
Hi there.
Now, Alex, from what I understand, you're actually completely heterosexual, but you have bisexual fantasies. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
And
so I'm not an expert, although I wish I were.
You're an expert on bisexual fantasies, though.
Yeah, probably.
and Jeff, you have your bisexual fantasies are reality?
No, not as such. I'm more sitting for moral support, actually, but I have had a few.
You have an experience of group sex in which you had some tension with
a male person,
right?
And I would not deny the fact that I'm at least bicurious. Yes. So hey, two of us.
Now, Pablo, would you have labeled yourself bicurious before we met and you entered my own sensual web?
I'm bicurious. I'm curious about everything.
Interesting.
And bisexuality is one of those things. Yeah. Never tried it though, so I'm also an expert in the fantasy realm.
I find this very interesting. I mean, it seems to me like a lot of people, you know, have this very kind of fixed sexual desire, but still are curious about the other side. You know, the heterosexuals want to try homosexuality, the homosexuals want to try heterosexuality, but yet none of them seem to be approaching me. why hasn't your bi-curiousness become bi-reality?
That is a very good question that I haven't satisfactorily answered myself. It hasn't been for lack of opportunity. Let me think about it. Maybe I'll have something interesting and powerfully arousing to say later in the subject.
Okay. I see. So,
sorry to cut off you, but it's interesting that no, it's not.
It might be. Let's try it.
No, I have to shape the thoughts that I have. They're quite contradictory and complex, but I'll try to.
I just want to sort of come out on the air right now and say I have no bisexual thoughts at all. I love women. I respect them. I think they're fabulous. But I have no actual sexual interest in any woman at all. Except, well, there was this one woman. who will go by the name P.
Well, that has something to do with my lack of action in the bisexual front, I think. That I don't think I'm sexually aroused by men. Well, there are some exceptions, some particularly good pictures, but maybe the photograph and the filters are actually more arousing in those kind of things.
You think you've been trained by the media to actually be aroused by very attractive men? I mean, do you think we are also inundated with sexual imagery in newspapers and advertisements and so on?
I think the sexual men in the media is kind of a recent phenomenon. I don't know if the others would agree, but you don't see really, you know, rippling muscles on men very often in the media, or whatever you like, you know, a very nice rounded butt of a man. You usually see the woman instead. So I don't think that's the case, maybe for anybody. But I don't think I'm sexually... Okay, so we can go later into whether I'm not sexually aroused because of the media or whatever reason, but I don't think I am, at least not in the first level. So that means that all my curiosity... it's very hard to take action when your curiosity is not helped by something that is not rational.
Right. Well, so, I mean, I'm sort of confused. Like, you think you want or you're curious about a bisexual interaction, and yet you're not attracted to men.
Well, like, I'm curious about Greek philosophers or about about the rain in the Amazon, but, you know. But I haven't gone to Brazil yet.
So this is purely intellectual curiosity. It's just sort of,
no, it's more than that.
Something on your checklist that you haven't done yet.
It's intellectual curiosity with something that I know would be very emotionally risky, I guess. So that is much more attractive than just the Amazon. But
if I recall correctly, we established in a previous show that you actually find penises rather unattractive.
Absolutely.
I'd like to interrupt that thought, that very controversial thought, because we have a caller already, and I'd like to put the caller on the air, if I may.
Here I am.
Hello, caller.
How's it going?
We are having some problems. Kate, can you...
What's the problem?
Oh,
ooh,
we're fixed now. Hello, caller.
Hi. I hear you're talking about fantasies.
Yes. Do you have a fantasy that you'd like to share with us?
I frequently fantasize. As you can probably tell, I'm a man. But that doesn't mean my fantasies are restricted to women. Sometimes, especially when I'm dreaming, people come to me. I mean, you know, men.
In what kind of context are you shopping? Are you
shopping?
Well, you know, where do you encounter these men who come to you? Are you in your bed?
No, it's a dream. It's a dream situation. So it's really the parts that I don't. There's parts that aren't filled in. That's not like they're not there at all. You know what I mean? The only thing that's there is the people. So there is no setting. There are just bodies.
Now, are these human bodies, or are these some sort of like dreamlike alien forms?
Oh, they're very human, very standard. You know, people I know usually. So it's not someone I've seen in the last couple of days, someone I recently talked to, or maybe just someone completely at random from my memory, from my past.
And what happens in this dream? Typically.
Typically?
Well, or tell us about your favorite dream.
Well, the standard is oral sex. That's what it comes down to.
And is someone performing oral sex on you, or are you performing it on the other person?
Both.
Have you been coerced into having oral sex, or is it voluntary?
Oh, completely voluntary.
And is this kind of a 69 kind of position, or?
No, it's. I mean, I didn't mean like both at the same time. I meant one or the other.
Interesting.
I missed the beginning. So this was with men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not. I wouldn't consider myself homosexual or bisexual. I've never done anything with a man. But but it still happens in my mind.
Do you have dreams of women having oral sex with women?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so they happen with... I guess a mouth is a mouth in your dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I the only caller right now?
So far as we know, you're the only caller. You're the only fantasy... You're the only person sharing this fantasy dreamscape at the moment.
So are we equating dreams and fantasies here? I'm not clear on whether these dreams mean something more than just dreams to you.
Well, usually it's in a dream, I mean, you know, dream situation where I'm completely asleep. But sometimes it happens in a normal sort of waking fantasy situation too, although that's much rarer, you know, while I'm masturbating or something like that. Mm-hmm. But that's still pretty rare.
But you do find these images arousing. You enjoy the experience.
I have very ambiguous feelings about them. It's hard to say. I mean, if I'm asleep, it's hard to say what's arousing. It's just happening. You know what I mean?
Right, but do you wake up with, like, for example, if you woke up suddenly, do you wish that had happened, or do you wish the dream would continue, or do you wish you could live that dream?
Not really.
Interesting.
So have you ever given, I guess, head to a man in real, not in dreams?
No, I already said I've never really done anything for real. It's just, and that's why I find these things so strange.
So what is it like to do it in the dream?
Yeah.
What is it like? What pleasure do you get? Is it the pleasure of arousing your partner?
I don't know. It just happens. It's like, I mean, all kinds of things happen in dreams, right?
Well, I can control my dreams.
Really?
I've tried to do that. In fact, I've often, when I've been dreaming and I've realized that I'm dreaming, the first thing I sort of try to conjure up is having sex with someone, because, you know, that's the most pleasurable thing in the world, right?
Well, next to heroin.
Heroin?
Or chocolate.
Somehow.
Computer science.
Yeah, that's it.
Now that's an unusual list. But anyway.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Indeed, thank you very much for calling. I'm fascinated. If you can do a little bit of analysis sometime and get back to us about what you think this dream might mean and whether it actually spills over into your fantasy life, whether you think this dream is trying to tell you something about what's perhaps missing in your life. We'd like to hear.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
So, Alex, I'm a little bit curious about you.
Yeah.
So you're a committed heterosexual, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And you are in a relationship now, or?
Yeah.
And.
More than one?
No, just one.
And you're in a relationship with a woman or with a man?
No, with a man.
So also in a heterosexual relationship, and. And yet, you're happy in this relationship, if I understand correctly. You're sexually fulfilled and
on. Oh, yeah, very much.
And,
very much so.
And yet these bisexual fantasies still spill into your mind somehow. You can't
definitely, and they're part of the fun. And also, I think a good part of it is that my partner is also into the same sort of fantasies. So
interesting. So.
You said they're part of the fun. Do you mean you incorporate these fantasies into your role-playing or something?
No, I haven't. But that's not to say that I wouldn't, given the opportunity. So I'm on the as opposed to you, Pablo, how you said you're not quite so sure if you would actually do anything given the opportunity. I, on the other hand, would given the opportunity, although the opportunity seems kind of difficult to...
Opportunity is not lacking.
Sex no,
is
it
the
doesn't.
Easiest
it isn't.
Thing to get in the world.
It is. It's yeah. very easy, but...
I'll beg to differ, but you can please continue.
Okay, opportunity isn't lacking, but I'm referring to the opportunity with a girl in my case, which for me may not be so clear cut.
So you would need somebody who was particularly nurturing and particularly friendly? Is that what you mean?
No, just somebody who knew what my intentions were, I guess, and I knew what her intentions were, and that way it could lead from one thing to another. Whereas just being friendly can be really misconstrued between women. So
you're afraid that this object of desire might become overly attached to you while you were exploring?
No, I'm not really worried about that. Just I'm worried about the actual initiation. It's hard for me to get there. I don't know how to make that first move with a girl because she might just think I'm being friendly with her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, so...
Like an actual initiation on this.
So you're afraid that what you do might not be construed as an offer to explore sexual activities, I guess.
Right, more or less.
So why not be more explicit? I'm sorry, DJ 2000.
Because I'm not 5, used to that. I don't know the rules of that world, so to speak. And I guess I just haven't been brave enough to actually cross the boundary and go for it. Although I've come close, but...
It was still misunderstood as friendliness.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, as we were talking about earlier, that's the thing about women is that they're all huggy, touchy-feely. I mean, you can be sort of arbitrarily affectionate between two women, and it's like we're friends.
Yeah.
You know, men,
nobody thinks anything different.
One wrong glance and it's gay city.
Definitely. So that's what I'm saying. The opportunity isn't so.
I think Corey needs a hug.
I'm trading hugs for Cinnabons, actually. Sorry. I don't know what that means. But it's true. So, I mean, I can totally imagine your quandary, although I'd like to be in it, where just you have all these, close female friends who just...
No. I don't have all these close female friends. I'm just saying people who I randomly meet, even. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is... In fact, it's probably more so, I mean, my fantasy isn't with people I know. I don't envision the girls I know like this at all. In fact, I've never envisioned a girl that I know personally in any of my fantasies. It's somebody I don't know which... Well, actually, actually, call me on that one. Take that back.
So that happens to us, too. I don't know if I should include you, DJ 2000, because... This may be a gender-specific thing, but we've been plenty,
orientation. I transcend gender. Yeah.
Right. So that has happened to you, right, Jeff? That a woman comes to you in a party or something and you think she's just being very friendly. You don't know her, so you don't know how to place her.
Oh, absolutely.
Level of approach. And you hear later that she was actually interested in getting something going, right?
That yes,
right.
That very situation,
right.
I think that there's it probably does translate, to both realms, as the case may be, heterosexual and homo or bisexual. In fact, I distinctly recall when I was griping the other day, being cynical about how difficult it is to determine women's intentions. I was doing so in the presence of a lesbian woman who is a friend of mine, and she was agreeing with me on all these counts and saying that she had exactly the same problems. That women are just difficult to read the intentions of sometimes because
they're always so friendly anyway. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't actually flirt with women except for the fans that I have to flirt with because they expect it of me. But I mean, is that really true? Are women, is it difficult to confuse the signal? I mean, is this really a man woman thing? This is already kind of upsetting me because I mean, it seems like
you're out of the loop, babe.
That could be the problem, but I mean, it seems like everybody, there's this, when you meet someone, there's this confusion about whether you want to be friends or, whether it's a sexual thing.
Okay, well, it's more obvious with men than with women. There may be still some confusion, but it's definitely more obvious with men, whether it be two men or a man and a woman, what the intentions are, I think.
Yeah, we're not talking about the man being confused. We're talking, or the woman in this case, the woman knows what she wants, and she just needs to get it across without breaking rules, right?
Right.
Interesting.
I think breaking rules often works.
So what are these rules? I mean, you mean just like coming out and saying, I require
just
your
coming
penis.
Out and planting a kiss on somebody.
It's not a penis
rules.
That we're requiring.
I require
in Alex's case, it's something else.
I require your vagina. Or whatever. I mean, is there some sort of gender neutral statement? I require.
No, but you don't have to say it. But for as long as you feel free to say it, then your attitude shows it. And then it becomes clear, I think, that that's what you're looking for. Not only that, but...
But Alex, are you looking for a relationship with a woman, or are you just looking for some kind of sexual interaction?
Oh, just sex. Yeah.
Just sex, wow.
Well, definitely not a relationship. Definitely.
You know, for Halloween, I'm dressed up. I'm going to dress up as a woman.
I'll look you up.
Yes, please.
Wow.
I'll find you.
Well, maybe Pablo and I could both dress up as women and then have a lesbian encounter.
You wouldn't want me. Oh, okay. There you go.
That would be incredibly powerful. Oh, I believe we have another caller. Let me just interrupt this for a moment. Is the caller there? Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just have a quick comment. I'm not sure if it's still exactly relevant, but we heard the female speaker talking about how women aren't always sure if a new woman in their life is looking to be friends or looking to be a partner. And she mentioned, that men don't have to worry about that. I was like, but gay men do have to worry about, whether they're going to get the crap beat out of them. And so it's interesting, that's all.
Right. So are you gay yourself?
No, I'm not at all.
I see.
Gay men have to worry about getting the crap beat out of them for
what reason?
Do you
beat the crap out of gay men?
No, not at all. I don't. But I'm just saying that it sounded to me like she was frustrated by the awkwardness. Or not knowing if a woman is, approaching her as a friend or approaching her as a partner.
Right. I do think the caller is a valid point. I mean,
how is this different from a woman risking having the crap beat out of her?
Well, she's just risking having her eyes scratched.
Less of a risk by, talking to another woman about their sexual identity, as than a man would be.
Right. I mean, I think lesbianism and bisexuality is far more. I mean, we all know this. Far more acceptable for females than it is for men.
Oh yeah, definitely. Socially, yes, very much more acceptable.
Yeah, that's why I've been trying to become a lesbian rather than a gay man.
Good luck. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, definitely accept you a lot more in our culture.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, actually. I guess
I
didn't understand it.
I guess I just kind of wanted to get in the thing there that men have to be really careful too, and just it's not. Well, the women have the awkwardness. Men have a much severe consequence, if they're gay. Topic is fantasy, so.
I mean, I guess that's true. Although, I don't really know how. I mean, from my personal opinion, let's imagine for a moment that I were homosexual and I were approaching some straight person or some unknown person.
I think the case is being hetero interested in experiencing. Right.
And experiencing another.
Actually, it works for both cases. I'm sorry. Go on.
But I mean, there is, I think, a certain amount of pre-screening you do with the other person. I mean, when you meet somebody, you can kind of tell whether there's some sort of like frightening, violent.
What
bash
is this?
Or
priest screening?
Not priest.
Oh.
I'm sorry. What was the last thing the caller said?
Yeah, I do.
Is the caller talking to us or to...
No, I'm sorry. I'm on speakerphone right now at the apartment.
Okay.
Are you calling other radio stations at the same time?
No, I'm not. WRCD is the only radio station I listen to.
Oh, well, that's what we like to hear.
Okay, I have another call, but thank you for being on the show. This is just not working out.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. It's a good point.
Wow. I'm a little hurt, actually. But that's somebody more important than our show. But I mean, I think it's true. I think when you do try to interact with people, you do kind of feel them out, and in this kind of mental sense, like you can kind of tell if people are kind of open-minded and cool about it. And I mean, you can't be sure, but I think you could, by talking to somebody, you could sort of tell whether they're likely to be like a total gay basher or not. I mean, I don't think I really associate with violent people in general, and so in my mind, it's not that likely that I would hit on somebody who's a total basher. I don't think.
Well, but the caller's point is still good in that you really have to do that screening very carefully. I guess you do it naturally right now, which you don't notice anymore. Right. But Alex can go to anybody and be friendly to them, and her only problem is...
I mean, I have the same problem with men. You be friendly with men, and then they see my intentions as
Follow you around like puppies.
Yeah.
Right, but you need...
But I'm just being friendly.
Right, but most men will take a woman approaching... Even after they realize the true intentions to just have cheap sex, completely.
You said that I didn't.
Right, without. I didn't mean cheap.
Oh, I'm expensive.
But men can take that, right? I mean, it augments their worth in society, their self-image, all that stuff. But for many men, if not most, to have another man approach them actually lowers their self-esteem and their image and all that.
I don't know about that. I've had men approach me, and even though I was not particularly interested.
But I don't think we're usual. We're not better, but we're not typical, right?
Right, you're pretty open.
So the risk, I think, is much greater with a...
It is. The risk is greater, but I think it's
Well, it's because men are pigs. I mean, let's face it. Like, men are violent.
And that's why we're so lovable, because we do whatever we want. Is the Zorba or Jack Nicholson thing, you know?
That makes so little sense. But I'm just going to move right on. Alex.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by your sexual fantasies.
Really?
I know that, you know, you've been thinking about this for a long time.
What are they?
You're in this relationship. You and your boyfriend share your sexual fantasies with each other.
Well.
Or am I wrong about that?
Well, we agree on the idea that it would be fun. But, I mean, we don't really go into details. I haven't ever elaborated on what I've been thinking to him.
So are most of your bisexual fantasies in the context of your heterosexual relationship? I mean, are they you and another woman and your boyfriend? Or are they
half and half?
Okay, so yeah. you do have fantasies solely about you and another woman.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, let's get on to the fantasies.
Okay.
Tell us one,
okay.
Please.
Down and dirty, huh?
Well, not necessarily dirty, but down.
I required some dirt. Do you have a favorite sexual fantasy or something you like to think about when you like to think about this kind of possibility?
Yeah. One comes to mind that it's pretty common. I'm not really ever sure how it starts, so It's kind of like the first caller who it just
a dream,
right? All
yeah,
of a sudden,
it's kind of a dream. Like, I mean, I don't dream this; I actually think it during the day.
Right.
But the start and the finish are kind of vague, and the girl is always kind of vague. So
it's not anybody I know.
Has it ever been anybody you know?
It has. Well, we might get to that later. So a good one, a common one is I tie my boyfriend up, but he doesn't really know this. Of what for? I mean,
But you have incorporated sort of bondage type things in your sex play before. I mean, he likes being tied up or something.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Uh-huh.
So it wouldn't be a big surprise. I mean, it would be like, oh, yeah, great, something's in store. But, I mean, he wouldn't have no clue. So here I do. I tie him up and kind of not laying down but standing up. And I don't know how. I'm not, like, worried about details. But at any rate, his hands are not accessible. He can't use his hands. And he's standing up. And then somehow, poof, a girl appears. And here I am with this girl on the bed. And he has to watch while we engage and... A lot of fun things.
God, and what torture. I would hate to be...
See, that's exactly what I'm saying. So he has to watch this.
His hands are tied up.
Hands are tied up, and he cannot play with himself.
His erection is rock hard.
Yes.
He's totally dripping.
Yes.
There's nothing I like better than... better than not being able to get something I want.
And he's straining against the bonds.
Yes,
he's watching this.
He obviously gets more and more turned on as we are getting more and more turned on, and he can't do anything about it.
And he's begging you to release him or to give him sexual release.
This is better than ear blowing. So, But this is a fantasy about your boyfriend so far, not about.
No, I mean, I'm sure I would get lost.
I'm pretty aroused, and I'm not even in the fantasy.
I'm pretty aroused.
But there's more. I mean, okay, I could stop there, but
no, please.
That's fine.
For the sake of science, we must.
Oh, okay. So, he's not into the guy and guy thing. But he definitely is into the girl and girl thing. So him watching us would definitely, like, completely turn him on to the point of no return. And I picture also the magical guy appearing.
That would be me in this case.
Okay, you, yes, if you would like to. appearing, and he's still tied up. The only way he can have anybody touch him is if the guy does, and he's not into this at all, but he would either have to just live with the suffering ask for it
from
the guy.
You know, it would be a single feather-light touch and projectile.
Probably that's what would happen.
It's projectile allowed by the FCC, I think so.
I'm impressed. That's it.
That actually has this completely delicious, like, ironic, difficult decision. Like,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, do I sit here and suffer, or do I have the totally feared homosexual encounter?
Right. Or...
And so what happens? Does he? Which way does he go? Is it the lady or the tiger?
No. In my fantasy, he goes for it.
He goes for
it.
And
he enjoys it, because I know he would.
Well, my technique is actually pretty good.
Aren't you afraid?
I'll tell him.
Aren't you afraid that he would leave for the Magic Man DJ 2000?
No, I'm not really afraid of that.
Be careful, honey.
Because it's him, or because he's the magical man?
As I say, once you go DJ 2000,
you
never
going
go back.
Back.
No, but are you really not afraid of this?
No.
It's a totally different thing. It might turn out to be a new valley in heaven, no?
No.
For him?
No, that doesn't even, like, enter my mind.
Okay.
So... I guess it would expose him to, like, some sort of feelings that, the same sort of feelings I have towards women, you know, and he would see that it's really...
Well, same goes for you. Do you know, once you finally manage to be skillful enough at flirting with women that you can finally get your first experience, maybe you'll like it so much you will think that having sex with men is, you know...
I can see me liking it, but I can't see me abandoning men, really. Definitely not. And I'm not, like, looking for a relationship with a woman. So I love relationships with men. So I can't really see that happening.
Is there not some kind of, you know, equipment argument here, though? I mean, like...
Equipment.
who knows better how to please a woman? I mean, the center complaint women have is that men don't understand, how it's...
They do.
They do.
At least the ones I've been with do.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm sure women know how to, too.
We don't need to understand. It's a millennium of development.
Well, but no,
I'm not saying they all do.
Men are too fast. They don't do the right kind of foreplay. They don't know how to totally access the.
That may be true for a lot of men.
We were all quiet temporarily because our esteemed producer came into the room, and we pay full attention to her. We always stop talking with her.
I believe the. We had an important readout from our sexual response clinic in Seattle. It was actually reporting the discovery of the H spot. I believe that's the after the G spot. There's like a powerful erogenous center
On the woman as well, or
this is on the man actually.
On the man,
it's
near the prostate, I presume. The prostate that I've heard so much about.
So I guess we can put the caller on the air. Is the caller there? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
My name's Kyle.
Kyle, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. The topic is women's bi fantasies, is it not?
I'm sorry, the topic is women buying men? What?
No, bi fantasies.
Yes, of course it is.
As a man, I feel it's important to encourage women in their bi fantasies. I mean, I myself speak two languages, English and French, so whenever I'm with a woman, I speak both, and I wanted to feel comfortable with her bilingual tendencies.
do you find that when you speak French, it actually makes your sexual partners more aroused? I mean,
well, at first they're usually shocked. A lot of people are brought up to believe that sort of thing is bad, and you know, I blame the church for that, but that's a whole other conversation. But generally, once they get comfortable with it, I think that, I think they really dig it, if I say so myself.
Have you ever had a kind of bisexual or bilingual interaction with another man?
Well, I speak French.
Well, so perhaps at the language table?
The language table is a meat market, let me tell you. Well, they don't call it ménage à quatre for nothing.
Ménage à quatre.
They don't call it that, but that's not the point.
And so you've had bilingual explorations with four people at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, so a group.
I was speaking French, another person was speaking Spanish. Another woman there was also speaking Spanish, and the other person was speaking Esperanto. So,
now, did this really happen, or is this one of your fantasies?
All right, you got me. Now I'm making all of this up. I only speak English, and I just really want to be able to speak another language. Everyone else seems to have so much fun.
Maybe you've had trouble approaching people who spoke another language, say French. You didn't know how to flirt with them. They thought that you were just being friendly by saying ménage à trois and simple sentences like that.
Champs d'Elysées and things like that.
Well,
I like to believe that all of us speak the international language, if you know what I mean. The international language?
Yes.
Theater. Love. Hello. Love. Hello. The international. Hello. I'm getting nowhere here.
Look, the topic of tonight's show is bisexual fantasies. This has nothing to do with relationships or love. You know, let's not bring emotion into
it. Oh. Sorry. Maybe I should just go. I feel ashamed.
Do you have, are there bisexual fantasies that you want to share?
Not with you.
So you've never been with a man, never thought about being with a man, never been on an America Online chat room?
Oh, well, no, I only use the IRC. Are you kidding me? Right. And ever in the leather stud room? No, not at all.
No.
All right. Look, I need to go.
All right. Well, Kyle, thank you again for calling.
Thank you for calling, Kyle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So... we have yet another caller, and we'll just go right to that call. Is the caller on the air? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Monique calling.
Monique, is this the Monique that we had on the show a few weeks ago?
Indeed it is.
Oh, Monique, I'm so glad to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Are you back in France?
Oui.
Oh, that mon Dieu, that is so magnifique.
I could not resist calling based on the comments of the last caller.
Well, they did say a bunch of things about the French. Maybe you can clarify the French position on bisexuality and perhaps share some of your own fantasies.
Well, indeed. I mean, I think, as you know, the French culture is much more open to multilateral ménage situations.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
It's partially because they all smoke, isn't that right?
Oh, I do not know if this is the reason.
I mean, I have to admit, that's the perfect, if you smoke, that's the perfect way to pick up people. You just like walk up and like, can I have a light? And then all of a sudden it's just sort of like, you know, let's rub nipples.
In fact, this is the code in Paris for searching for the sex. Indeed it is. You have le feu. Avez-vous du feu? The fire.
I was so quickly flipping through my French-English translator that I didn't quite follow that. What was the last comment? Did you follow that, Pablo?
Do you have the fire? That is what people say to each other in the street.
Where?
In the street.
Oh, in the street.
Oh, do you have the fire?
Yes, do you have the fire?
Oh, and then...
I asked for a light, you know?
Oh, is that some kind of incredible French double entendre?
I suppose it is.
Do you have the fire in your loins or just in your pocket? Wow.
It's quite a culture, I tell you. Lots of sex everywhere.
So have you ever tied up your boyfriend and then made love to a woman, driving him crazy with sexual desire?
I'm impressed by this fantasy. I've never done such a thing. But I think you can see it all the time in the French cinema.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say that.
In fact, I was mostly calling to comment on the bicultural aspect of the erotic other. Very important.
The erotic other?
Yeah, you know, when you're involved with someone from another culture.
So are you involved with an American or some other...
In fact, a Belgian.
Belgian.
Yeah. Very erotic.
Well, I mean, come on, Belgian and French, aren't they? That's almost the same country.
Oh, you know, some Belgians don't speak French. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say hello.
Well, thank you for calling. Are you sure you don't have some kind of, like, lesbian fantasy that you want to share with us?
This is very embarrassing. I think the guest you have on the show is very brave.
Not only brave, but powerfully arousing as well.
Ah, yes.
Let me tell you.
It's very interesting.
All right, well, caller, thank you very much for calling, and indeed, if you do come up with a sexual fantasy you'd like to share...
Au courage!
I don't even believe we've mentioned au revoir.
Did you say fromage?
Fromage?
Au courage!
Fromage is some kind of, is that rubbing together, rubbing together, isn't that? Some kind of French yogurt. I don't think we even mentioned the phone number. By the way, if you've been dying to call but not knowing how to get a hold of us, please, 268-WRCT. If you're calling off campus, country code 1, area code 412-621-WRCT, also known as 621-9728. And those of you who would like to visit our website can do so at http://loveline.wrct.com. And keep the car.
Au revoir, Monique. Monique just went away, died with a thud.
Goodbye, Monique. I'll cherish the memories forever. We'll always have Paris, as they say. So, I have to say that I think I'm going to think about this story you've told me about being bound and unable to pleasure. I mean, this is just going to, like, burn in my mind forever. This is such a powerful sexual fantasy. And
I know.
I think
about it a lot.
Wow. Do you have any, have you ever tried to make that a reality? I mean, it seems like, if your boyfriend were listening to this right now, would he be like, I want that to happen? Well, maybe not for the, except for the gay
except
part.
Except for
maybe.
The gay part. Here.
Well, you could just, once he's tied up, you can just kind of slip that in.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And we've talked about that, you know. There's probably nothing he'd like more than to see me with another girl. And, well, he'd probably like to participate. That's what he'd like more, but.
So I'm assuming he would be threatened if the other girl was a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if the other person was a guy.
Yeah.
If the other
person
was a guy. Well, yeah.
I'd be threatened. No, yeah. I don't think he'd go for that, no. But see, I would. No, I would go for him and another guy. Like, that would turn me on. Yeah.
Why is that? Really? Why would he be okay with a guy?
Oh, I don't know. You know, the old... it's just so typical. Guys love to see two
girls,
but two guys, you know, I don't know why that is. It's just a...
He's saying... Okay. I thought it was because he...
I can't explain.
He would assume that... You with a girl would not be serious.
Wait, what? What was that?
I was assuming wrongly. It's always wrong to assume that he would be threatened by a man, by in your fantasy, having a man rather than a woman appear for you, because
He might be threatened by it.
Because he would think.
But he also wouldn't be
interested
with,
in
yeah.
running you.
Right.
I see.
Right. Now, if it were a foursome, I'm sure. I don't know what he would do. You know. If he weren't tied up, I don't think he would engage at all with the other guy, even if I were with the other girl. But I don't know about him, so. I mean, I can't.
It's fascinating how similar this is to the story Jeff was telling us a few weeks ago. It's the same thing. I guess we're.
But that story ended in some kind of painful tragedy, though, if I remember properly.
Well, not the foursome part of it, which I'm sure is what Pablo was referring to.
Yeah, I only remember the down dirty parts, I guess.
So, So, Alex, when we were talking earlier, doing our research, you were telling me about another kind of fantasy that you had, which was, I believe it just, this was a more kind of, this one resonated more deeply with me because it's happened to me as well. This involved.
How could it be more?
That one's a little bit out there. I mean, I haven't even come close to that.
Right, so. Right. I mean, so this was, I mean, this just, because this, things like this have happened to me. You're telling me that you're standing in line at a club or, can you tell us about that? And this actually happened to you, if I'm not mistaken. Right? So this is not, this is actually
And I try and recreate it.
Reallo fantasy, some kind of like dual reality fantasy. But please.
Right. No, I was at a club and in the bathroom line for the women, and of course it's always very long, and music's going, and it's dark, and so you kind of talk with the women around you as you're waiting. You have nothing better to do, and one time there was this girl behind me, and she was just beautiful, cute little brunette, with really full lips, and I just wanted to kiss her, but it really came, actually, she actually initiated more moves than I did. This was quite a few years ago, so I wasn't nearly as brave then as I was now, which means I wasn't ready to do anything, basically. But she tried to, I think she tried to kiss me, and we got really close, and we were talking in each other's ear because we had to hear each other over the music.
The music was very loud, and you're getting closer and closer.
And I think we came so close to a kiss.
You can feel her, like, breathing on you.
Oh, yeah, I mean, our lips were right there, but I backed away.
I'm sorry, to complete my fantasy, what sort of music was playing? My image, seriously. Was it
throbbing
techno? Or?
No, it was, I don't know, it wasn't techno, because I don't know.
It must have been Indigo Girls, perhaps?
Who?
Katie Lang.
Katie Lang, there you go.
What were you talking about? Well, I know
I,
that
you know, I have no
the
idea
topic
because,
wasn't important.
No. Yeah, I really have no idea, but I definitely remember that almost kiss.
But you felt it, and you actually remember just sort of like having that moment where you like chicken out and you backed away.
Oh, yeah.
And then like the spell was broken.
Yeah, oh, I could have done it. I could have done it. I was also in a very, very liberal town where...
Cincinnati?
No, quite far from
somewhere
there.
Somewhere in France? Nice, France?
I won't mention where, but it was very liberal, and this was not an uncommon occurrence to even see, so... I'm pretty sure I didn't misinterpret her. And I didn't go for it.
And so what happened after you backed away?
I went to the bathroom.
Did the conversation continue, or was she just like crushed by your rejection?
No, I mean, I don't know. We must have waited, I don't know, a few more minutes, and then I went to the bathroom. There was only one stall, so after I went, then that was it, and I came out, and she left, and I really never saw her again. I was with my boyfriend there at that club.
That's too bad.
I know. But, you know,
That's tragic.
I've, like, thought about that, and when I go to clubs, and I always go, you know,
make
check
sure
out the women at the bathroom.
Make sure
bathroom
you won't make the same mistake again.
Oh, no way. Yeah. And well, I flirt with the girls. And
you know what I would like to add to that fantasy, if it was a fantasy?
No, it wasn't
was
reality.
Mine,
oh,
right,
if it
but
were
if it
yours.
Was, and, yeah. Or if it were, and I would add something to it because I was fabricating it, I would also add that this girl that you were talking to, would understand completely that you wanted to kiss her, but you couldn't for some, you know,
she would
for your reasons. She would understand.
She would. Uh-huh.
And you would go away because you had to, but she would know that you really wanted to kiss her, so she would follow you and find you in some corner. And
you got it. I mean, you're making this better.
Force you for a fraction of a second just to get over the hump of irrational fear you would have, and then you would get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting pretty excited now.
I know you want me. Wow. But the thing about things like that, you will carry that feeling to your grave. Right? Those missed kisses are just like the worst. You just
they're terrible.
They're so vivid. I mean, I have a couple of
those. I have a mounting of them.
What was I thinking, you know?
Yeah.
That's really the only one I can think of, and, I'm going to rectify it someday, I'm sure of it.
If that woman is out there listening, please, by all means.
So you haven't had any other near misses, any other possibility opportunities?
I have. There have been other opportunities.
I mean, you consider yourself a natural flirt, do you not? I mean, you flirt with everyone.
Yeah, although I don't actually see myself as flirting, but other people see it as flirting.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what I consider to be, excuse me?
No, no, come on. Sorry.
What I consider to be just being friendly, a lot of people see as being flirtatious.
And vice versa. You were saying before you had the opposite problem.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yes.
But
right.
It's only really proceeded so far as a kiss at this point. You haven't had any, like, serious propositioning or
I have.
Either way or the other.
Yeah, I've had that, too.
Well, proposition.
Jeff, at this point, will admit that he's leading the witness.
Can we... So maybe we don't have time to go through the whole story in slow, glorious detail. So how do you get to the kiss?
How do I get to the kiss?
How do you get to the first kiss with a woman, sexual kiss, I assume, kind of?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
Oh, I thought you implied that she had.
I haven't, actually.
No.
I haven't actually kissed a woman. Okay, how about this?
Completely uncharted territory.
Just deeper conversations, shall we say.
So how about the proposition? You got a proposition, a serious one. Did you?
I have, yes. Okay, we weren't actually face-to-face or anything like that, but the idea was proposed. And
it was through email?
Excuse me?
IRC? Email? Computer?
No, face. I mean, we were face-to-face, but I don't mean that we were 2 inches apart.
I see.
Actually, okay. In the heat of the moment. I mean, we were fooling around playing a game, and it sort of came up like... It was kind of one of these games where you have to tell the truth and you have to lie, say three things, and one of them's a lie, and then it comes out which one's the lie and which ones are the truths.
Oh,
and it came
no.
out that we both ended up, we found out that we both wanted each other. And so we could have
Holy
done something about it,
heck,
but
that's incredible.
I went home.
We both wanted each other.
Yeah.
It's a pattern with you.
Man.
Well, I don't know.
Wow, I just wanted to say if there's anybody out there who wants me but hasn't told me because they're feeling shy, get over it, honey. Now is your chance. You know, carpe diem.
This is worse because they knew and they still didn't do anything about it.
Wow, that's so agonizing. So in our final few moments that we have together tonight. Do you have a plan?
Oh, no.
Are you going to regret all these missed opportunities?
No, I have no plan, and as of yet, I don't really regret. I am mostly positive that I will take advantage of one of these opportunities someday and do something about it.
I hope you do, and I hope if you do, and when you do, more precisely, that you come back and tell us all about it. We can rig you up with a hidden tape recorder.
maybe so.
But, you know, as the Globe did, maybe a little hidden camera action to really capture all the details of that encounter. Just let us know if you...
I might not be as brave then.
And as far as I can tell, I think we're out of time. So I'm going to thank our fabulous bisexual curious guest and our bisexual curious helper, Jeff and Alex. And thank all of our listeners and all of our callers and our special... super host, DJ Pablo. And
thank you, Alex.
Good night.
Oh, and
Kate, for producing. Just awesome as always.